A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the NXT preview. We are the Dudley Boys of What Culture. I'm Adam Wilborn, joined by Michael Hanflo and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. Oh, so man, hour off. I don't know. So man, AEW, Dynamite, Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete. Quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamlet and Sidgwick to look ahead to NXT tonight because we are on the road to Stand and Deliver.
Just so excited. I can't remember what's on the show.
Nope. Me neither until about half an hour ago.
Yep. I assume there's like nine things.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
There we go. And that was a guess, genuinely. I can't remember a single thing that was advertised last week about this week. And then you're going to remind me, and I'm going to go, oh, yeah, I remember last week. It was terrible. It was amazing. Like, I remember feeling like last week's was everything I wanted out of an NXT. Sidge was raging.
We're in the sweet spot with Sidge now, though.
Yeah, we're in the sweet spot. We're in the sweet spot. And I want to maintain that. So I'm going to try and erase those memories of last week. It's just like, it's still Tony D in the main event. It's still the Mafia guy. Minimal character development, even less in-ring development. 2 years on, 2.0, fighting for the belt.
Yes.
Against one of the guys that I remember doing an article a few years ago. whatculture.com/WWE about 10 best wrestling matches according to the internet and the cage match subscribers.
Inmates
had every Fed match in history. And let me tell you, those motherfuckers loved them some Ilya Dragunov. Like, I think he made up about 4 of the top 10. And I was like, you stinking losers and your NXT UK takeover shows. And I'm never going to get him. I'm going to watch these matches and I'm like, ooh, that was a real stiff looking shot. Ooh, isn't his chest blistered? Like, Bret Hart injured nobody. Gary Lineker of the game, 0 yellow cards, right? ooh, he's going to put that on Instagram. Ooh, are you watching Vince McMahon? This is really...
Are you watching?
This is really something. And then he comes to NXT and then he does that weird conductor sh**. I don't want to. You're pulling those faces and you're doing that with your arms. I want to hang around with you. I kind of love him now. I think he actually fits this product in a way that, let's be honest, that Gunther never did.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Imperium days of like, is he the weakest member of Imperium now? Yeah. Remember that. That was yeah. real, yeah. right? His eccentricities belong in the same universe that a mafioso does. I couldn't be happier. It's bobbins.
It's very, very poor. So is there anything scheduled? Are you just asking what's next?
Oh, let me tell you.
Kidnapping fallout.
Let me tell you, Ava, she hasn't got the surname. She's the Rock's daughter and the general manager of NXT, has put together a stacked show for fans tonight.
I mean, shut up. Pertaining to Tony D and thingy.
Yes, we will get to that in due course because I have a question to ask you. And by the way, every time you on other podcasts say, I think they've done this whole Sami Zayn storyline so that Gunther can retain at WrestleMania, a little thing goes off in the back of my head that goes, God, Sami Zayn can't beat him. Chad Gable's not been given the opportunity. If only there was someone they could bring to the main roster to challenge Gunther. But
who's defeated him previously.
But unfortunately, he's got a title around his waist. They'd probably have to take that off him sooner rather than later, if anything. A little bit. But we'll get to
again. Your love of WWE is so conditional The thing that might happen, which half of the time is the thought process of a total fantasist, that they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's good.
This is the thing. It's
just praise it on merit.
I think you're a vowel offsage. It's a fantasist. We have a great time dreaming up this nonsense. And then every now and then it comes off.
But this is the beauty of with NXT. Nothing's too preposterous. There's nothing you could I could suggest that you go, you idiot, Wilborn. They're never going to do that. You always have to go, I mean, it could happen, yes, I suppose.
It's with Raw as well, though. You do it with Raw.
Yeah.
Come on.
The spiritual successor to NXT. let's talk Trick Williams. He smooched Lash Legend in the main event of last week, of course.
Got off with it.
Smooched.
I hate smooch. I hate snog.
Snog's horrible.
Snog's a horrible word.
Don't like romp. I know that's like a step forward that's from snog. That's tabloid stuff, yeah.
Pulled used to mean it, and then it sort of morphed into...
Full sex. Got off with.
Yeah, got off with.
Yeah, but isn't that mutual?
Necked on. So you get necked off with or you necked
Johnny
on
Shaw
with.
Felt like it popularised necking on.
Yeah.
Tashing on,
yeah.
In school, it was always how you got off with it.
Yeah, same.
So did you both come? It's like, no, they just kissed with tongues. So it's not like...
Is he speaking to one of your teachers?
But it was like, I got off with her the other week. I got off with her. But it was like, well, if you get off, it means you come. So
luckily, it meant both meanings for me. So that was always easy to clear up. But anyway.
Every sort of story.
Scored, but then that's like a 50s greaser word.
Yeah.
For slaying puss. I scored with a Jessica last night.
Last night. Is this saying anything about me?
Scored with a, I don't know, Jessica.
But tonight, he looks to make a statement earlier on, well, in the last...
Who are we talking about again?
Trick Williams.
Right.
He's looking to make a statement. What is this, WWE.com?
No, because earlier on in the week, it was confirmed he's getting a match with Carmelo Hayes at Sandalib. But tonight, he's got a mountain to overcome. Noam Dar.
Oh, God, yeah, that's how this happened.
Away from anything. Remind me after the pod, I've got something to show you downstairs.
Excellent. Okay. Looking forward to that. Don't know what it is. Yeah, that's where that getting off came from. It's like, yeah, enough of that kissing. Let's get back to the Heritage Cup. Or not.
No.
No, just Noam Dar.
That's going in a whole other direction.
Just Noam Dar.
Heritage Cup's on the line tonight, by the way. We'll get to that in a bit.
The metaphor. Yes. The former holders of the Heritage Cup. The metaphor.
I think this is all building to... Because they like to have their cake and eat it too in NXT. Hence why, Tony D's in the title picture and they haven't just put the belt back around Carmelo, which is probably the way to do it.
Nah, that would have been a much worse move.
Well, no, for Trick to win it.
Nah. Oh, this is a double main event. Like this.
Yeah, I know, but it's diluted.
Trick gets the belt down the line.
Tony D'Angelo dilutes things.
Disagree.
That's what the D's for.
Strong disagree, if anything.
But I think that's building to Lash Legend and Trick Williams sort of get off with each other, that both come.
The metaphor become the wetter too.
Yes.
Sex stuff.
Honestly, gives you the ick, doesn't he?
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Better than it, yeah. Talking that and then...
right, okay.
Get on the train.
So I think he's going to throw in the towel because then they can have the cake and eat it too and they can do unsanctioned... At what would the next NXT event on the calendar be after Stand and Deliver?
Well, that took me back to Stand and Deliver 2023 to work that.
What's
one
next
out.
In the chronology?
Yeah. Oh my God, jackpot! What followed NXT Stand and Deliver? In 20.
Too early for Heatwave.
At least according to Wikipedia.
Okay, yeah.
Heatwave tends to be in like July.
Again,
he is excited, which should be a clue. But yeah, he's excited about everything.
That would be July. Typically,
it's battleground. It's battleground.
Oh, battlegrounded.
Come around so fast.
When was he?
They don't come around so fast. Face. What happens is he shoehorns in a reason to say.
Ground and battleground. Come on.
Every podcast subsequent to the actual airing of
NXT Battleground, you're ground and Belgrano.
See?
Yeah.
So it doesn't come around quickly. Mm. He just says it all goddamn time.
I like
and we cannot stop him from ever saying it.
And we mustn't.
Oh, should.
Yeah. Yeah. Is August.
What's after that?
That was a... That
so what's in July then?
Hang on. Technically, I do apologise. The next...
You just wanted to say it.
No, the next premium live event for NXT is your ground at Belgrano and Bumwine. But...
The next special.
The next special. TV special is NXT's brand breaking, dude.
Oh, bro, it's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop-ah! Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in. You just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
Oh, God.
I love this show.
I hate it.
I love it.
I had one of the matches of the year as well last year. Trunk match. Family versus Pretty
Deadly. Trunk match.
Yeah, baby.
Stop even coming up with good names. Trunk match. Throw him in the trunk.
So, yeah. Trick Williams beats Noam Dar.
Yeah.
Or does Mello show up?
This is going to be rubbish. This is...
At least it's not in rounds.
No, it's going to be hot. Trick Williams is mega over. Yeah, we're not having no.
There's going to be our rounds match, though, on the same show.
Speaking of which, there's a Heritage Cup match. Thanks for that.
Trick will win the match. Noam Dar is good.
Mm.
Functionally good. Yeah. Tight. Boring. Solid. He might be able to get Trick right and just get him into... That's what I like in a wrestler. Get the bloody opponent into position. Make them look... good.
You know, Noam Dar has been with WWE the same time Steve Austin went from debuting to winning the world title at WrestleMania 14. 8 long years. There you go.
Just thought of that.
Was Austin in there for that long?
No, really? Way. He was debuted in 1990.
Full debut.
Eating raw potatoes in Memphis. Jeff Jarrett laughing at his check.
Like, keep staring at it, son. It ain't going to get no bigger.
Man, one day, Jeff, I'm going to fucking kill you.
But I'm glad you asked about the Heritage Cup, Sige, because it's being defended tonight with the catch clause, obviously, in effect.
So it could be anyone.
Yeah, although the... no quarter catch crew are in action against Axiom, so it's lucky that you...
Nerd!
But which one will it be?
It's time to play the game.
Which member of the No Quarter Catch crew is going to go up against Axiom?
I'm just trying to find out whether we know which member of them, which two members of them are going up against in the tag team qualifying match.
Axiom is an incredible technical wrestler. Not that he's really allowed to show it in NXT. He's just got a mask, so he does mostly aerials. He can do it all. Charlie Dempsey versus Axiom.
It's not Axiom in action. Axiom's in the tag match.
What the f*** are you talking about Axiom for then? Why did I press the nerd button?
He's coming. Don't worry. He's coming in the tag match. There's two matches involving the No Quarter Catch crew tonight.
All right. Okay. So who's the Heritage Cup number one contender?
I'm glad you ask because... We've talked about the intricate web that they weave in NXT.
The tangled web we weave.
Because we're factoring in another of the detailed storylines in this quilt of NXT. Because yep. Riley Osborne's challenging for the Heritage Cup.
And now I'm into it.
Back, bitch.
Right. So Riley Osborne with, now that Thea Hale's full babyface again, embrace, chase you, the colours, the love of the game being a 4-year doctorate whilst being a TV wrestler.
Doctor, she's an undergrad.
Undergrad.
Well, she was only 18, wasn't she?
Yeah, sure was. That's not ideal, is it, when you think about it? So Riley Osborne, her biggest fan, etc. Is there anyone within the No Quarter Catch crew that could fancy the chances of a date off campus with Thea Hale?
Ooh. Damon Kemp's got the creepiest vibe.
Yes.
I'm not suggesting anything about his personal affairs or his real life. I'm just talking about vibes. Apparently can report on vibes these days, so we're going to do precisely that.
Am I getting my losers of NXT mixed up? Or, yeah, you're gay. So you've got Damon Kemp, Drew Gulak, Charlie Dempsey, and then your fella...
Miles Bourne.
Is there not an origin story where he was an attempted shagger and it just didn't work out for him?
I thought you were going to say he was at Chase U for a split second. He could have been. Yeah. I could have just forgotten.
I feel like there was something... hinted at romantic-wise in Miles Bourne's character history that I might be misremembering.
A very similar name to Riley Osborne.
Maybe they're secret brothers.
Well, it's got a different surname. So.
No, but like one of them got changed because the parents didn't want them to know.
One of them's
they
got a different surname, and one of them's English and one of them's American.
Riley Osborne was the favoured son, so he was given the money to go after college, Chase U, whereas Miles Bourne had to like get through the gritty streets of the No Quarter Catch crew,
which Riley act in a training school, which
they're both, the parents thought, well, that's fine. They're never gonna find a way back together because we sent them off to a fancy college, and it's like I don't know what happened to that kid that we abandoned. He probably went off to some gritty wrestling school. Twist, motherfucker. They're both under the same training center, the WWE Performance Center, and they don't know it yet. But you're going to get like a doink moment between them where it's like,
doink.
I recognize you.
Osborne. Bourne. Actual.
Now you're getting it, Sidge.
His name is Osborne. And it was. Shortened it to Bourne.
Yep. Correct. Osborne. Bourne.
Doink.
Double. They're both going to end up as doink. And then Shawn Michaels is going to look at them both and go, can't believe they made you doink, man. Like yes. He did to Chris Jericho that time when he got thrown out of the building.
Because
he was in trouble.
Yeah, he was in trouble. He was in trouble.
He was. And his bad behaviour resulted in Triple H having his WrestleMania win taken off of him, which meant that The Undertaker's streak carried on. It all could have been very different.
And the best streak match that never happened, of course, was in 1993, in which The Undertaker should have wrestled... Doink, probably.
I kind of nailed it with Giant Gonzalez.
Disagree.
Especially his WrestleMania outfit, because there was no fur around that ass. 100 foot
that's
tall.
Sweet can.
100
that
foot tall.
Sweet, sweet can.
Ass crack as long as John Lennon's.
The hell is even that? to be honest, John Lennon doesn't have an ass. He's just got a back and some legs.
He's up to his neck.
Do you think Riley Osborne wins the Heritage Cup tonight?
Longer line than Christina Hendricks' cleavage.
All we are saying is put on some pants.
Oh, will Riley lose but be comforted by the old Thea Hale?
Sex.
Well, a date for now.
All right.
Maybe I could cheer you up by taking you for a bite to eat after you've lost out on the Heritage Cup.
The campus cafeteria.
Mm. How about instead of the Heritage Cup, we go for a cup of Joe?
Not you, Gacy. You stay away.
What romantic obstacle can now stand in the way of Thea Hale and Riley Osborne's budding love?
Riley Osborne's going to get transferred to a different academic institution.
What, within NXT?
Maybe this match.
Chase UK.
Love it.
Butter baby, I want to roll.
What if this match...
I decree the butters.
Earns him the respect of the No Quarter Catch crew. And they're like, okay, you'd be very welcome. There's two wrestling schools here at this wrestling school. And that one is where you watch tape. This one is where you get down on the canvas and exchange holds. Real boring. You want to come and join us?
Or does William Regal say, there's no fraternization here at NXT?
That word? No.
Yeah. Could have said it years ago.
All what do about there everything is else that presents?
Apparently it's the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
But so that's what's so competitive to the Olympic Village. All that sucking and
sucking and some of the wrestlers most of the wrestlers suck.
You're a dad.
But sticking with the No Quarter Catch crew.
Why?
Because they're in that...
Yeah!
They're in that tag team qualifier.
Correct.
To see who faces the Wolfdogs at Sand Deliver. Oi, oi, oi. Spoiler alert, it's going to be Gallows and Anderson. But before we get there, we've got to have a triple threat. And before we get there, we've got to have the qualifiers. LWO already qualified last week, of course. This week, it is two other members, or potentially, if they're feeling up to it, same person, from the Quarter Catch Crew for Riley Osborne, if that match happens first, against
Jesus Christ,
against Axiom.
No!
When I'm cleaning windows.
They've got a win.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say he's going to badmouth Charlie Dempsey's dad. He's going to be beyond me.
Everybody's...
Don't be f***ing stupid enough to drink tea with piss in it. God, behind me, isn't he?
What's that weird newt or whatever he's got carrying around with him? Oh, God, it's behind me, isn't
he? There's one reptile that lives in William Regal's house. And then there's an iguana as well. Oh, God, he's behind me, isn't he?
You're proper swimming against a tide being a British wrestler, because the last guy to come over here had 400 f***ing matches. They were all boring. Oh, God, he's behind me, isn't he?
Everyone talks about this vaunted New Japan run in the 80s and the 90s, but I thought it was very boring. And he hasn't really had any matches that captured my imagination. Never would trouble any best matches ever list, so you got to ask yourself the question... How good could he be in the ring? Oh, God, it's behind me, isn't he?
There's one thing I know about matches that are good, it's that the crowds are deathly silent through all of them. So is William Regal, and he's behind me.
William Regal, you know, you read these
Finn lists. Martin told us he was good. Said that his style was too smart for American wrestling fans to understand. I remember reading that a lot from Power Slam, a vital... publication in our youth, helped shape our tastes and the things we liked about pro wrestling. And he was big on how Regal...
A lot of wrestlers wrestling fans just parrot things that they've read elsewhere.
Regal and others like him had a style that was just both too rooted in
like,
the past.
Like reading Shakespeare to a dog.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
You know when people talk about, like, what are the best matches of all time? Bret Austin... Misawa Kobashi, Misawa Kawada, Okada Omega, Okada Tanahashi, Flair, Steamboat, Flair, Funk. You know, what name's missing from that list? It's William Regal's every time.
Oh, Slick Willie.
Is anyone ever
slip sliding off the list?
In terms of like that consensus view, or like even the wrong ones, like Sean Brett.
Yeah.
Like
he doesn't. That's a good point. Doesn't he make on the wrong list?
Doesn't even
He's
make
right
it,
there in the middle. Old
doesn't
Willie.
Even make it on the wrong list. Like, you know, like take a Triple H wrong list. Take a Michaels.
Got to be in the right mood, but yeah.
Like all of these matches where you could say that is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. That's a top 10 best thing. Like William Regal's name's like never, ever, 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 ever on these lists ever. And it's like from the broad spectrum as well. People could say for their tastes. Oh, you know, it was Brett versus Austin. People could say, oh, you know what? Like, for me, it's still Dynamite Kid and Tiger Mask. Or, you know, well, it's Hogan Rock. I don't go for no five-star classics or nothing. Yeah. But it's all about the spectacle and the atmosphere and the charisma and the box office appeal. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of wrestling fan you are. No one has a Regal match in the top one.
No.
How good could he have been then?
Okay. I agree with all of it.
But Axiom and Fraser.
What's your favourite match ever?
Cole Gargano.
Have you watched it back?
Yeah. I watch it back fairly regularly.
I think it's better on rewatch.
You reckon?
I've got very, very happy memories of that match, and I've seen it several times.
I want to preserve those memories because every now and then, and it's bad faith to a point where people on X will clip one of the early sequences where the idea is, well, neither of us are getting the best of that match exchange, which happens in every match. And if you watch it enough times, it's like, ooh, that looks very choreographed and in no way like a struggle. And my memory is now getting overwhelmed by that one really choreographed sequence. So I just try and press stop. And I think it's in a... I just remember, and I want to remember that last 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's the drama was off the charts. Like,
I'll tell you a trend I find troubling at the moment is this thing, this style of like... presenting matches on X where somebody, and they've gone to the trouble of it, so I don't, like, I'm not casting aspersions as such, I just think it's creating something. I'm noticing a trend where, like, these accounts will clip together matches, and it's like, what's it? Like, Jim Duggan versus the Big Boss Man, right? Both serviceable workers, but had kind of...
Duggan was great in Mid-South.
Yeah. Had one thing they were good at as, like, big WWE superstars, and that was fine, but now that clever, now that special. But like, they're cut together in such a way where it's like so quick, and the edit's so like, they hit the bump and then immediately it's on the next move. It's like, there's Bossman with an arm drag, slam. There's Duggan with the clothesline, poof. And then you'll get all these people that have
never
seen
it.
A Bossman or Duggan match in their life. Like, we don't talk enough about these guys. It was like, no, we don't talk enough about the editor that did like a fantastic job on that. Like, and it's happening with a lot of matches, and like, it's some of the work is really great, and it's like, wow, like a nice way to get a boom, 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 boom of all these like, but like, I love the Warrior as much as an S guy. A lot of the time he had nout in those matches, and it was all about the vibes and the crowd and the da-da. And those edits don't even make time for the pops. It's like, clothesline, clothesline, another clothesline. Yep, that's a Warrior match. He's, like, he's pausing for the pops. That was why it was good.
It's
like,
a bad thing. It's a bad thing. I watched a supercut of every dropkick bump Omega took from Okada.
Right.
Omega Okada 4, it's the most basic bitch answer. I think that's the best wrestling match ever. It is. You see enough of those dropkicks, and you see the pattern of how he does it and when it's like, I don't want to see it like that. It's not how it's meant to be watched.
Mm. So you think, actually, with Nathan Fraser, the no quarter catch?
Yes, I do not care.
And in terms of relatively predictable matches within these tag team qualifiers, it's Gallows and Anderson versus Hank and Tank tonight.
Yeah, Gallows and Anderson. You know what? I'm going to be a bit more optimistic about this. I'm going to say Axiom and Nathan Fraser go all the way to the Wolf Dogs. That's just, that'd be good. Like, I'm as excited as you are about this NXT card, but it is right. Like, that tag team title match would be good if it was Axiom and Nathan Fraser versus the Wolf Dogs.
Yeah,
against the OC.
I've seen it before, haven't we?
Yeah. Like, against the OC, it will be bad.
The OC will be, their ceiling is 2.25.
Uh-huh.
Unless Kenny Omega's involved and it's a trios match, then it's legitimately 4.5.
Yeah, sod it. Like, I want
you bet you need them to bare minimum to make the final, which obviously.
Oh, yeah, they will do, yeah.
But yeah, Gallows and Anderson, I love Hank and Tank. And they may get, like, because they did the big hype up thing last week, they may get a bit where Gallows and Anderson have taken this a bit too lightly, and they're like, bloody hell. But yeah, obviously, Gallows and Anderson will qualify for the final.
So who are the club wrestling tonight, anyone?
Hank and Tank.
Oof, 2.25. Grab a hold. Grab a hold. Hear my soul. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wrench that chin and don't let go.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, big grudge match tonight.
Oh, what?
Well, you'll be pleased to know it centers around a world title because, if you remember, Bird Person was horrifically attacked recently. And then last week, Roxanne Perez cut a scathing promo about how she was going to rip the title away from Lyra Valkyria. But of course,
awful.
But of course, not how I remember it. Tatum Paxley came to her friend's aid. Yeah. Tonight she looks for revenge against Roxanne Perez.
This is going to be awful professional wrestling. It might be mechanically better than most, but the facial expressions and the story told will be agony to me.
Tatum Paxley, the baby face tonight. That's going to be something, isn't it?
Tatum Paxley, this really bad character and this terrible storyline where she's spitting in people's drinks because she's, you know, sexually attracted to them.
On camera.
Mm-hmm.
And
on
is
digital
displaying obsessive love bombing behavior that we've known all along was bad, but it's really being brought to the forefront. Like, you just cannot go on like that. And it's really unfair on the person that you're, like, dumping all of this stuff on as your baby face.
Cheers tonight.
I don't know what Shawn Michaels is thinking.
Roxanne Perez, does she beat her up so bad?
Yeah, she's going to break her arm.
Yeah. Like, do really awful things to her. And then Tatum Paxley, yet again, is going to, like, wake up but not wake up, hearing Bird Person say, like, in the hospital bed next to her. The last week was always fantasy putting them in hospital beds next to each other, and it happens literally zero of the time. But, like, one of these days it will. And they're in the, they're both recovering. Like, they're going to take her broken wing, and she's going to
fly again, learn to live so free.
And, like, Tatum Paxley is going to be there in that coma.
Coma?
Yeah. And Bird Person's finally going to say, I wish I could have been there for you. Like, I saw what you did for me and what you've suffered. I know that all the really aggressive love bombing and dodgy stuff was from a good place, actually. And then it turns out that Tatum Paxley was listening, and she hears that, but she goes even more twisted. She turns at Stand and Deliver and costs Bird Person a title.
I think that's why she's going to get her arm broken tonight. She's not going to be put in a coma. She's going to get her arm broken, though, which allows to have her arm in a cast, which she's going to nail Lyra Valkyrie with for the finish of the match at Stand and Deliver. Oh, yoy, yoy.
Cast to the head.
What's next? I don't care.
Well, let's move on to our next point. That was me, of course. Unfortunately, you can't see it, but I did a front flip because Brinley Reese is in action.
Yes!
Cartwheeled in to talk about her taking on Sol Ruka, who's back in action.
Fighting each other.
Inevitable Blair Davenport interference.
Oh my God. I might not go on X tomorrow.
She's going to cartwheel into a soul snatcher. She's going to be cartwheeling away along the ropes, and she's not going to be looking, and Sol Ruka's going to do that thing, and Soul Snatcher for the
week. Yeah.
There's going to be... She did that isolated clip stuff.
Cartwheeling.
Yeah, she's cartwheeling.
No, it's always just cartwheeling.
They're going to have an exhibition of gymnastics that's going to barely resemble professional wrestling, and you guys are going to...
Well, me.
Yeah, I'm working from home tomorrow. I mean, I'll still be watching.
Just me and you, baby.
I hate missing half of Wednesdays. I don't mean that. It's back.
I really believe what you say there.
We're just having fun here, right?
AEW's better than WWE, so...
How f***ing dare you?
I'll do your pitch for the I Quit match tomorrow. I'll remember that.
AEW All Out 2020.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Was better than WrestleMania 39. I'm kidding, it wasn't.
Which one was it? Oh, no, God. One bit was bad.
So, yeah, I just think
one of the matches I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I think Blair Davenport's going to attack Sol Ruka.
Oh, yeah, that's it. She made that comeback and people
probably,
were like...
Yeah, that's how these things...
She made that
they're
comeback.
They're taking in turns to...
Flip first and ruin it.
Here's a WWE story for you, pal. They take it in turns to beat each other up after the bell, then they'll talk with each other for a bit... Then they'll have a match, and then maybe it won't go to a finish. Then they'll have another match. It's if perfect. I had it, I would never ever, I would never ever do it. I would never ever ever do it in a million years. These would be accusations of you didn't get a job with WWE, so now you're buried. Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to uproot my entire life, move to Connecticut, work under an abuser who is going to bollock me for looking at him the wrong way and for doing. One thing one day and the same thing the next, and that'll be. I would in the interview say, "Oh, what ideas have you got?" So I was thinking, right. So these two wrestlers have these two superstars have a contest. Because you can't say match wrestlers.
Yeah.
The two superstars would have a contest. A superstar of the rival of the superstar interferes. The match gets thrown out as a disqualification, and maybe they get rushed to a local medical facility.
Good.
When they come back from the local medical facility, they turn about as fair play, and then they
gotta keep your head in a swivel.
You gotta keep your head in a swivel, otherwise that will happen to you. And then the turn about as fair play, so the opposite happens, and then they talk to each other via contract signing, and then they have a match. But guess what? They're absolutely inching closer to the edge of their seat.
Happening to me right now.
What is it? Well. The first match doesn't really go as planned because there's a disqualification because one of them kicks too much ass. It's like, oh my God, that's brilliant. So they have a second match. What's the finish? No finish. Or if the first one's a banana skin and the second one, the hero can withstand the pain and then they just, they haven't lost. You see, then no one loses. It's great. You can continue as long as you like. In the third match, the hero prevails.
When can you start?
Question.
That was Cody versus Brock Lesnar.
Question. When does the victor get a championship title opportunity?
Because well, you I'm said title, so you don't get the job. Bye-bye.
God damn it.
Championship opportunity.
It's a championship title. Bit of a tautology.
We are going to hear from one of our favourites tonight, though. The North American champion, Obafemi. Battered Brooks Jensen last week. So, I mean, it's up to you. Dijak, Josh Briggs.
Dijak's the match, isn't it?
Dijak's yeah, do I have to... Doesn't matter. I was going to say, do I have to talk about every character?
Okay.
Or just what's advertised on the show?
Well, Brooks Jensen could be, you know, still suffering from injuries tonight and therefore, you know, he needs to be taken care of.
In that hospital, same
indeed, one. Indeed, yeah.
Let's not reduce Keanu...
Fallon
Henley to, you know...
Stepped up last week to be a partner. She helped Thea Hale become...
someone who looks after a man.
Oh, no, she stepped up to be Thea Hale's partner and allowed the old Thea Hale to return.
So you think
week.
It's a character trait that she helps people?
She's helping people.
And you're not just trying to manifest them having full sex for 2 hours?
No. Wouldn't never do that.
Could Briggs and Jensen get in like a last minute, last chance qualifier to get the match against the Wolf Dogs? Can we do that?
No quarter catch crew get too involved in the match with Riley Osborne.
It's thrown out and they have to set up a new tag match and they're part of like, it's, I don't know, some tag team. Whoever.
Could make it a four-way.
That'll do. Yeah.
Do you know what he's doing? Do you do this on purpose?
I'm just trying to think of like how I get to see the people I like.
Why can't you do this with AEW?
I do. There's not many people I like. There's more than a, more than there's been the last 18 months at the moment. Fair play to them. I've been saying that for the whole year.
Imagine if one week there's like an AEW preview or review where you're like, oh yeah, so you know, state of the art blistering professional wrestling that someone considered the best ever. Yeah, it was okay. Wouldn't it be good if instead he went, oh, this thing that I've made up in my head, if that happens, this is great and it's going to happen, so it's going to be great. Isn't it great being
I have no idea how many times I have to do that each week. Like, who do I like at the moment? Okada, the Young Bucks, Timeless Tony Storm. Mercedes Money.
Why do you not like them?
No, these are the ones I like.
No, why do you not like the others?
Seen them all. Like
you like the Miz? You've not watched these seats. I've seen them all.
I've seen Awesome Truth compete for the belts.
How many?
Our Truth. In a tag title shot.
You're not going to win. So.
Let's make this silly talk serious for a second. I asked you a question earlier on because I was genuinely interested in the
answer.
What
was it?
It was about if we weren't very privileged in our job, like what would get you to Wembley? And, you know, we had a bit of a discussion about it. Like, for all in, you know, we had that experience.
Help me ask for King's Cross.
Yeah, like, legitimate thing. If
I
you
don't know what to do, man.
You don't,
I need
travel
help.
Admin, and I know you don't. Help. That's like, like, and
my best mates lives. Two of my best mates actually live in London.
Second friend.
Yeah. So I could quite easily, can I stay with you?
Yeah.
I'd want to meet up. I have things to do in and around the show.
It's funny because I was like drilling at like AEW's pretty hot right now and it could peak around Wembley.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
And like Sid was like straight into, it was like a lot of, it's a travel element of it. It was like there. And my thing was right now, if like work, we might be lucky enough to make a trip down there for coverage. That
oh, we will. Yeah, we definitely will.
Cool.
I'm just speaking into existence.
Appreciate hearing that. That's good. But if that wasn't the case, like, I've got two kids, finances are tight. It is, London is an expensive place to visit and things like that. It's Omega Ricardo.
It's not that expensive.
Not, as it turned out.
Not being funny, right?
Trains and digs, I'm going.
Yeah, but when I'm out and about, very rarely, but like with the kids, every other weekend we'll go for a meal or something like that or some drink somewhere. I am appalled by what I pay for disgusting. A pint. So when we went to Wembo last year, I was like, oh, how much am I going to be paying for a pint? How much am I going to be paying for a pint? Oh, the same as Newcastle.
Yeah, it's a value judgment on up here, that, isn't it? Because there's supposed to be a gap.
I went to the goated dunes for a birthday recently, bowling. one of the best playlists I've ever heard. Just total banger, level 42.
Lovely.
Deep cuts from the Karate Kid soundtrack. I was like, I'm having the time of
what
my
level
life.
Level 42 was it? Lessons in Love.
No, and it wasn't.
Life is so bizarre. It runs in the family.
No, and it,
all the no, things we are.
No, was it?
And there is something about you, baby. So right. Bung, but he's got like massive sausage fingers on that bass. Bung, 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 bung.
No, it was. I can feel it. Living it up.
Living it up.
I can feel it. Level 42 of go.
They really are.
They're class. Living it up. Ding,
ding, ding, ding. That's Spotify when I'm on my way out today.
I can feel
walking
it.
Walking on a cloud.
So basically, it's in a coastal town. It's not the nicest area, but I love it regardless. And, you know, fish and chips, still mostly priced like fish. £5 for a pint of Madry. You're taking
yeah,
the piss.
I meant train or bus or whatever, and then hotel. It's yeah, not yeah, the cheapest place to stay and get to London. But again, if it wasn't a work thing, right now on that card, on that roster,
of course I would.
It's Omega Ricardo. That's the match that would get me back to Wembley. And there's nothing else yet. I feel like I'll get there, but there's nothing else yet that when I look upon the roster. Just as a serious answer to your question, as we inadvertently found ourselves discussing wrestling.
So you go to the Copper Box Arena for NXT to see Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs versus the Wolf Dogs for the titles.
Copper Box.
Well, a venue in London that is not Wembley Stadium.
O2.
For NXT.
No, sorry. Manchester, I would. Like, travels.
Oh, I'd go. I'd go tomorrow.
Too steep. But I'd go to Manchester for that. Or like Leeds or something. Or Glasgow. Something accessible from up here. It's too much of a stretch for London. Got to be realistic, Sidge. Like,
I'd go.
I believe you.
Yeah.
If they did like
that. I'm not going to get the opportunity to go to Wembley to watch Chesterfield, unfortunately, this season. So, because we'll already have been promoted, so we have to go through the playoffs.
Indeed. Yeah. If NXT did a house show, Christ, can you imagine NXT did a UK house show tour?
Oh my God.
Go to every single one. I don't care if they did the same card every night.
The Grateful Dead.
Yeah, imagine if this came to Newcastle. Imagine if this brand came to Newcastle.
I'd like
there that. It is.
Here we go, wouldn't we?
Yeah, of course we would. Front row.
Yeah. First try. Nobody else would buy tickets. But like those 5-star cards.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that was so bleak, so funny.
It was class, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was
Bad Equals Good, Wilborn, you know that.
That was a really great few nights on X, or Twitter as it was known back then.
It was a great few nights on friggin' Channel 5. The most terrestrial exposure wrestling had in forever. Yep. And you're watching this empty arena and it's Carlito being like, I'm going to win the belt. What the, I don't
then
know.
Jack Swagger comes out of the promo train because
no,
this promoter just watches the Fed. And it's
Bug's coming in. Bug's definitely coming in, guys.
He's probably going to win the 128-man tournament. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a proper, like, that was a bit of a WCPW 11 reef, wasn't it? Nobody believed they could, WCPW could pull off that World Cup. 64, is it? We'll see about that.
I have 128 wrestlers.
For a game that never got released.
Yeah.
You're going to love playing 5-star wrestling on what console? Don't know.
The Dreamcast. They're
coming to the Motor Point Center. Any fans coming? No.
We're going to put 126 of them in the crowd. We need to make up the numbers.
Imagine that. Jack Swagger watching the opener and working the main.
Hold this sign, Jack.
I like this sign. And I didn't do it, boy of AEW. Hit the bricks.
Oh, God. Frantically setting up burners to defend Chris Jericho on X. I think he should keep his job.
Yeah.
He's the best one.
So you want Dijak to challenge Obafemi?
Yeah, that's okay. The one. That'd be silly.
Three final points to go through.
Okay.
And three huge things to discuss.
That's six?
What? No, three.
Oh, God. Right. Point for each.
That's good. I don't know what I was going to do there.
Let's start here.
Hey, Dijak. Take those stupid sunglasses off. We're inside.
Wagner Watch.
Come Tuesday?
Law? as he turned babyface last week, Dijak, he'd taken his stupid sunglasses off. He was inside.
Doesn't count.
Tom Wagner changes people.
Yep.
Well, of course, last week, Alexis King didn't beat Von Wagner. He beat... Oh, God. Sorry, guys.
Robert Stern.
There's no word on what happens this week, but I think they're...
There's no huge thing to discuss.
We have to do Wagner. I've not made this, but I haven't got the Raw Riddle button, but I've got that.
I don't think NXT are doing Wagner Watch lately.
We've got the Raw Riddle.
Oh, God damn it, man.
We do it now.
Who listens to the NXT
preview? Sickos. The Sickos will get the answer.
Yeah, okay,
to the
okay.
We've got to do the Raw Riddle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you want the Raw Riddle now?
Yeah. Why don't we do a double riddle next week?
Okay.
Yeah.
A holdover. I'll deliver the...
Actually, we've already talked... The people listening to this are like, I need the riddle.
Yeah.
We've got to give the people what they want. That's what Excalibur says all the time, isn't it? Prick.
He's not from up here.
How do you know? Seen him without a mask, have you?
quickly.
You're not allowed. Not allowed.
I swear to Excalibur says all the time.
You're not allowed. You never buried the WWE commentators. They're rubbish.
Which ones?
All of them.
No.
There's not one good WWE commentator. There just isn't.
They're all great. No, they're not. WWE commentary is not good. He's right there.
I love Vic and Booker. Their relationship, the back and forth, the banner those two have. Despising each other every single week.
Vic just wakes up and has that thing about like...
Bugsy not listening to a word Vic Joseph says. Booker, what do you make of these two? Booker? Huh? What are you talking about?
It's like... What a
That's what I'm like on this one, to be fair.
Reaching out the trenches, hoping to get the call. Like, please.
Just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. So the question on the Raw Riddle was, of course, what is always in front of you? But can't be seen. That was the one we did yesterday, wasn't it?
The future.
Your future.
Bingo! Right, I'll join us.
You know, so you can see that. Close your eyes. One at a
time. It doesn't make sense on this podcast specifically because Apollo Crews could see it. So
yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah,
happened to that guy?
I think
absolutely all like. Probably working main event.
Some sort of record.
Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
18, 19. No, 19.
I think a lot of them are yours as well.
You always say that, and then the numbers don't lie, Sitch.
You know, we've
he
already
surged into a... He came back from a major deficit on the Raw review to win that one, 7-5.
Oh.
Catching you up. Not to put any pressure on you. But yeah, I think we're getting a tables match at Stand and Deliver. Oi.
Probably. What's next?
Cool. I'm being excited to talk about this from the moment NXT concluded last week, because is tonight the first night of many nights where we get the makeover of Gigi Dolin? Ariana Grace is going to make her into a lady.
I'm not being funny. We previewed this last week.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, but we know the result. We previewed the opportunity.
Yeah, we stepped on our own dick. She's all that. I remember that. We talked about she's all that.
Rule of three with the changing rooms.
Gigi Dolin has a lot of admirers online, so it won't take much. It won't take anything. People love alt chicks, don't they?
Yeah.
I was an old chick guy back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Chick from the Bowling for Soup video.
But she's going to be made into a beauty queen.
Mm-hmm.
Do they dye the hair?
That's a good bit, because it would be shocking. There's a thumbnail in that. That would help
Ziggler
us.
Dyed his hair.
Yep. Obviously a key part of her identity and look and all that sort of thing. So yeah, that would be quite a powerful moment, I think.
Powerful. Well, I'm going to kill you.
Forced into that.
Going to murder you.
What about if she's doing like the three dresses gag and the third one is just right and then she's walking backstage and then she walks past JC Jane and they're like, what the hell happened to you? You know? Like, there's that sort of moment where like toxic attraction lives are going very different directions.
Yeah.
So what we're saying here is that a woman on NXT is going to be sexualized and reduced to the status of a sex object.
Seems like it's going to go in that direction. No, hang on. Like, beauty queens are not sex objects. It's just a very dated concept, isn't it? Like, typically the question would be, like, what would you do to solve world peace or something like that? And Ariana Grace is...
What would Gigi Dolan say for that?
Probably use a painting. Probably say, like, I'm a really enthusiastic artist, so I'm going to paint a picture of a better world. And they're going to look at that.
What would that look like?
God is a gas. So, any more questions?
No.
Yeah.
Look, he's put you in your place there. God is a gas.
So,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I stole it from Alan Partridge. Like the...
still everything from Alan Partridge.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd never do that.
It's Partridge in the Office.
You are Alan Partridge.
I love how many people... Oh, Wilborn's This Is The News.
Yeah. Really good, that bit.
What?
Where'd you come up with all your brilliant ideas? Telly.
Day to day, mainly.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Ariana Grace. It doesn't really want to wrestle.
No.
Gigi Dolan.
Am I needed on the news tomorrow?
Can't.
No.
Phil.
Oh. The panic just to set across you there. You can dedicate all your time to NXT. Don't worry, tomorrow morning.
Kiss my ass.
It is the what I must say. Sometimes if I've like...
Oh, it's still at midnight, isn't it?
Yes.
You're
not going to watch
it. Might do.
You never do.
It's the one where in the mornings, sometimes I like watch the rest of the show we're covering that day on the train or on the bus. And it's the one I'm really conscious of other people next to me looking at my phone. NXT, there's always one, this is risky in the rest. Like, if all it's wrestling, so there's always that bit of like, oh, well, they're going to look at the phone, you know, look me up and down. What's his problem? Why is he watching that fake shit? Right? But there's something...
That's 20. He's got a son to go home to.
Something even... I've got two. I want to stay here. There's like...
I think he's going to do precisely that.
It's even more scornful.
What time is it? Look.
Opposite.
Jesus Christ, I need to hurry up.
We'll wait and see. Ariana Grace turns.
How is it all
fucking weird? Time flies when you're having the best time of your life.
Well, finally, one question for you.
No one's interested in this.
How will Ilya Dragunov respond to being kidnapped last week?
It's all yours.
I think. Oh, what can you? What's the next story, BTA?
Brilliant. Well. I have the answer, but I don't want to. I want to get you to give your ideas first.
I could have killed you, but I didn't. What's the next story?
Is it revealed that Dragunov, to make a point to Tony D that his supposed threats have no effect, he's actually spent the week sleeping in the boot of a car just to show it can be done. He's like, I'm not sleeping in a bed. Like, being stuffed in a boot of a car is nothing to me. I like it, if anything. I use my knees to jack it, like, because I like the pain and the suffering.
Bobby's just had sex with multiple fish.
Yes!
And then said, don't sleep with the fishes. Brilliant. I can do it.
He walks down the ring.
Your friends don't work on me.
Bollocko with a piranha hanging off the tip of his dick. And he's like, done it. Completed it. What else?
How big are piranhas again? Are they the ones that can swim up your urethra?
No. No, piranhas are
The ones that
big snapping teeth. Piranhas.
The piranhas are in that 3DD film. 3D, sorry, piranha 3D, I think it's called.
But there's ones in there.
There's one that swim up, yeah.
Yeah, so don't have a wee.
Celia has a piss in front of Tony D just so fish can
swim.
And his cock
expands.
It. Yeah.
See, that was right, 3DD. Piranha 3DD.
Right.
Ooh, not a great Rotten Tomatoes rating on that one.
But what is it? I can't see. I reckon 14.
7.
You've split the difference. 11. It's got Hasselhoff, Gary Busey in it. Christopher Lloyd's in this.
Is Christopher Lloyd? No, he's not, is he? I was going to say, is Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
it's Doc Brown.
That's with your tortured analogy.
Yeah.
Bringing it all together.
I did it in the Office Pamphlet as well.
I liked it.
It's good. It was really strong.
Love Actually is the ITV2 one I think of from a different time, but same principle.
Just laughing at pictures of...
There's one. There's a through line for this film.
Is Stack coming?
Can
I go home?
Well, the reason I say this is because...
Oh, do you? You got to leave soon.
Well, ideally.
Eventually.
We've got responsibilities.
I know.
Because tonight on NXT, what they've advertised is... we hear from Tony D'Angelo, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means I may stay up. If that opens the show, you're goddamn right, I'm going to watch that, right? But we're not going to hear from the family. We're going to hear from Tony D'Angelo. My concern is, what was it? Turnabout's fair play? Turnabout's fair play. He'll use kidnap stacks.
I love that.
Like, I can be just
be careful.
I know.
He's got to send Luke Crucifino to negotiate his safe return. And then the Riz to kick his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Well, I just don't know what you do. I know we'll have a fun. we do our bits. But what's the story now?
I love that. Like, your take
story
on,
is
you're broad taking this is like NXT. We've all had a good laugh, but you've taken this too far.
But like, what's
the story? Is about 3.5 weeks. Tony D becomes world champion. That's the story, mate. So.
Yeah. What's the story? What's the next beat of the story? Like, where do you go from? Could have killed you, but I didn't.
He has to fight other members of the family first before
that's. But
he faces the
would
final.
That, would that be good?
Yeah.
But AEW gauntlets are boring, mate.
No, not for me. Not.
Yeah, yeah!
Hey, Starks, hey,
are you looking for the NXT backstage? That's the noise I like to hear, Blake. What about you?
Can't wait. Always excited, Starks.
Good to hear, Willie. Oh, mate, you know me. I know you. I can't wait for tonight's NXT. We're going to hear from Tony D after we kidnap that schmuck. You're dragging us.
Why did you let him go, Starks?
Because he bit my finger so. No,
You like that one, Will Ward?
Pretty happy with that one.
That's
yeah.
That's right. Good song. Oh, I mean, what's the message? Sitch, happy National Certified Nurses Day, by the way, everybody. What is the deal with nurses?
All right, okay. Usually you have four things. Disappointing that it's just three from the sounds of things.
Wilborn, you found that Stacks one liner really funny, didn't you?
Good on the fly that day.
Thanks very much, Willie.
Well, you want to know about nurses?
Yeah, what is the deal with nurses?
Nurses work to promote health, prevent disease, and help patients with illnesses. When treating a patient, they observe, assess, and record symptoms, reactions, and progress. Nurses work alongside doctors when it comes to treatment plans and exams, administering medications, and monitoring patient recovery.
Good to know. You know, actually, I'm not sure if I told you this. I applied to be a sperm donor. And the nurse asked me if I could masturbate in the cup. I said, I'm pretty good. I don't know if I can compete in the tournament just yet, though.
What a well wanky tournament. Imagine that.
Three jokes, three questions for you. Sage, what does a nurse say once you found a rectal thermometer in a pocket? Picture that.
What did the nurse say when she found a rectal thermometer in her pocket? Bum or arse is part of the punchline, yeah. Probably. I was wondering where I left that behind or something like that.
Maybe behind, yeah, there might be something.
Behind, because it's good for ass.
I don't know.
Nah.
What are you going with?
I knew I'd left that behind.
It was good, not right. What did Noise say when she found a rectal thermometer in her pocket? Some asshole has my pen. Ah!
It's all right.
That's not bad.
It's okay.
Some asshole what, my pen?
Has my pen.
All right.
Have a question joke number two.
But she has it.
It's a case of mistaken. You put a pen up there instead of a rectal thermometer.
It's a pen up someone's goddamn ass. Before I get fired for that.
There's yeet up there. That's what they keep telling us.
Have a question joke number two. Why did the nurse need a red pen? Why did she need a red pen?
Right, now, a red pen traditionally is to correct mistakes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Teachers use them for that. But there's also a red cross. This is like a
clean joke, because doctor's handwriting's so bad. You know, like, you can be clean.
One, he does put one in for the kids every now and then.
One in for the kids.
I like that.
Because the doctor's handwriting's so bad.
Well, I could not write, but you're on the right line of things. All these jokes are for the kids, of course, but this one specifically might be better than the others to tell your children. Why did the nurse need a red pen in case she needed to draw blood?
Good. That's good. Good joke.
That's good for the kids. For the kids.
Speaking of which, final question, final joke for you. What's something you can hear from a noise, and also something you can hear during sex?
I need 10 cc's. Because it could be like a drug or ejaculate.
Could be.
Yeah. what can hear something from a nurse?
And also during sex.
What do nurses say in films?
I don't know. Yeah.
Stat. I need an IV stat.
Yeah. I've no idea. It's brainwave.
Punchline. Sorry, set up.
What's something you can hear from a noise? And also during sex.
Something about a drip. Because arousal. I don't know. Take it from here.
Yeah, no clue, Stack. Sorry.
Good night, right, guys.
I didn't say anything. Yeah.
What's something you can hear from a noise? And also during sex. You might feel a little prick. See you later, guys.
Bye, Stax.
We probably should have got that one.
Yeah. I'm kicking myself over here.
We had a lot to preview.
Speak up more often, if anything.
You probably should. We had a lot to preview today, so I think, by the end.
Well, let us know your thoughts on everything we've previewed on X at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. You can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at...
Michael Hamflett.
You can follow Michael Sidgwick at...
M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilburn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. The Raw review is available right now, and me and Sidgwick will be back to review NXT tomorrow. But for now, it's been the NXT preview. My thanks to Hamlet, to Sidgwick, to Stax. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.